Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just take turns saying your name and your role with the show.
I'm Alex DeBard, and I'm playing Little Red Riding Hood.
And I'm David Marino, and I'm playing Jack.
And we're talking Into the Woods, the Stephen Sondheim, you know, masterpiece that's going to be coming to Signature Theater in Shirlington, Virginia, November 9th through January 29th. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
All right. So I know Signature is, over the years has been a huge, huge proponent of all things Sondheim. And when he passed, I guess, what, last November, I guess it was around Thanksgiving, I guess. I know it's been doing some tributes, but talk about how it's sort of special to be doing this. I guess this is Signature's first production of Into the Woods since Sondheim's passing. So someone speak sort of in that context of how you're kind of carrying on his legacy.
I feel we were actually, Alex and I were in a show together at Signature last year when we got the news of Sondheim's passing. So honestly, being back at Signature for the first show of their like Sondheim tribute season together even is very, it's a big honor. I'm very excited to be doing this. And it's also one of my first Sondheim shows professionally. So being able to do that is also very exciting as well.
It's all very, very surreal. I think that Signature is definitely one of the first things that like pops into my head when I think of Sondheim. And we all really feel, I think we feel like Sondheim energy, like just in the room all the time, constantly. Right. Yeah, and it's a dream role for me too, and I feel really honored.
Now, do you mentioned that you were in a show together at Signature when you found out about his passing? Do you remember what the show was, or can you kind of paint us a picture of sort of where you were? Were you rehearsing? Were you backstage during an actual show, and the news came down, and you know Matthew Gardner brings you the news, or you know what I mean? Like, tell me sort of how you found out if you remember.
See, that's the thing. I don't know. How sad. I don't remember the moment. I don't know if we were all together, if it was in the middle of a show, but we were, Alex and I were in a production of the musical Rent. And which is interesting because the writer of the musical, Jonathan Larson, who has also since passed, was very much inspired and was a huge like fan of Sondheim.
Right. The Andrew Garfield movie. Remember, he calls the answering machine. Yeah.
Yes.
The actual Sondheim. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So it was already, and actually my character in Rent had a little tribute line to Sondheim, like calling out his name and a list of things that the Bohemians in the show love. And I got to say Sondheim. So I don't remember the moment that we found out necessarily, but I do remember that show. When I got to that line, the whole audience like erupted because it was like, not only was it mentioning this hero, this legend in the musical theater industry, but also at Signature, which obviously, as we've said, we take it very seriously. We take Sondheim very seriously.
Yeah.
But it was a huge moment. And then honestly, for the rest of the run, we had a few more weeks after that. It was a line that always got a moment, which I thought was always very beautiful to have.
Awesome. And do you know why it's so big at Signature? Because I agree with everything you're saying. You know, when I think of Sondheim, Signature Theater is the first, you know, DC area theater that I think of. And so I guess it's from interviewing, you know, Gardeners over the years and stuff. But for some reason, I just always closely associate the two. Like, did Sondheim ever come see a show there? Does he have any sort of behind the scenes connections? Or is it just an overall, you know, theatrical admiration for what Sondheim wrote?
Oh, gosh, I don't know the history. I know that Into the Woods was the first musical that they did in the new space that we have now. So when we walk through the hallways up to the rehearsal room, they have posters of every show that they've done in that space up on the wall. And Into the Woods is the first one that you see, like right when you come out of the rehearsal room. And there we have the Sondheim rehearsal room also up there. I don't know the history. I know that they've just always done a Sondheim show every season. And this is a really, really big season getting to do all Sondheim shows.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's without further ado, let's go further into, you know, into the woods itself. Someone, it's hard to believe, but if someone's been under a rock and hasn't seen, you know, we've all seen it and you've starred in it and we all know what it's about. But let's pretend maybe someone, maybe there's some young parent going to take their kid in or something or hasn't heard exactly what it's about. Give it the basic premise.
Okay. So imagine it's all of your favorite classic fairy tale storylines that start out quite separate. You have Jack and the Beanstalk, you have Little Red Riding Hood, you have Cinderella, you have Rapunzel, and it's kind of combining those storylines and in this vortex of like conflict and drama that we call the woods. And what starts out to be just like another kind of fun surface level fairy tale very much turns into a big reflection, multiple reflections and metaphors for many life lessons, be it like childlike innocence turning into adult reality or realism, decision-making, dreams, what you wish for. It's a lot of classic morals twisted into more adult or just real themes. And I love diving into it because it's so approachable in the subject matter and with the characters. You think you know what you're watching, but then the twists that it's able to make and create by thrusting these storylines together happening at the same time. It's very exciting. It's not only a funny show, but it's a romantic show, but it's also a very dark show, and it hits a lot of serious points and plot points that really activate any audience at any age. Anyone can take something away from this.
Awesome. Thank you for going not only into, you know, the story, the premise, but going into all of the hidden themes that are kind of woven in there.
Can't help it with this show.
Of course. There's so many layers, so much going on. Remind us about all the great songs too. I mean, there's so many iconic ones, you know, Giants in the Sky and Children Will Listen and so many, but just kind of rattle off some of your favorites throughout the show.
Oh, favorites. That's hard. Giants in the Sky is definitely a favorite. David sounds amazing.
Okay.
Children Will Listen is great. Stay With Me is one of my favorites.
Stay With Me is one of my absolute, it makes me cry like almost every time.
Yes. And signature regulars know, and everyone in the DC theater area should know, Nova Payton, who is beautiful in this role. Beautiful, beautiful, perfectly cast. And I cry literally every time. I'm so glad I'm not on stage for that moment because I can just sit back and watch it.
Awesome. Well, how about, let's see, well, we've tackled the story with themes. We've tackled the music. How about visually, you know, let's go a little into sort of this, what kind of sets and costumes are we going to see, you know, talk about, and I know we're a radio station, so you have to paint us a visual picture, but you know, yeah, if someone's listening to this on the radio, try to paint a visual picture in their minds of how it's going to, you know, visually dazzle them.
Okay. Picture this. in old, let's say Victorian era home, let's say we're kind of focused on like a more like nursery living room area, is like the kind of the setting that we have for the entirety of the show. But imagine this room overgrown by the outside world around it, the nature around it. We have vines growing into the windows and tree limbs like jutting through walls and cracked walls and exposed slats in the walls and floorboards. And it's an overgrown, overrun old nursery that once activated by like the opening of the fairy tale book, like the Brothers Grimm stories, is then filled with the stories that used to fill the rooms when the parents would read to their kid in that nursery. And we come to life among the set pieces and the overgrown room. We kind of come into play and get to activate that space, which I think is a really cool take on Into the Woods. You don't see us go from our each individual homes and then go into this woods-like setting. It's kind of all taking place in this one old overgrown room, which is very exciting. And Alex, you have to talk about the costumes because you honestly have one of the coolest ones.
Of course, the Red Riding Hood, of course.
Yes. I mean, all of our costumes are so incredible in so many different ways. One of my favorite things about my costume is my cape, obviously. And it is one of the brightest reds I think I've ever seen in my life. I didn't think that a red could be so bright.
Reddest of reds.
It is the reddest of reds. And the way it shines across the stage, I love it. I adore it. One of the other really great things about my costume that I can speak to is that they were given permission to use the wolf's cloak from the 2007 production, the first show that they did in the theater. So there's just like history on my back, and it is overwhelming, but it is so beautiful getting to see the two productions sort of meld together in that way. One of the other things that we've been battling with costume and the set is that we're on a rake. So for people that don't know, that means that this set the floor is basically up on an incline. I don't have to deal with this, but the stepsisters have to wear heels on it, which creates an additional angle they have to deal with. So please know we're working very hard and we are looking beautiful while we're doing it. we had some really amazing people come in, physical therapists, to talk to us about taking care of our bodies on the rake, because it is stunning, but it is a challenge. And it's my first time working on a rake. I don't know about David, but it's my
same. It is also, and the point of a rake, just to also clarify this too, is that it's to help like sight lines, making sure that everyone can be seen at all times. If it's usually a flat stage, and the audience is also at a rake, like an ascension, right, from orchestra to the back. But it's also just helps with sight lines, and everyone can kind of be seen, whether they're standing in front of each other or to the sides. It's the angles that a rake kind of opens up while being on an angle is a cool little tool for theater to use.
Yeah.
But also a tricky one as well.
Yeah, but it definitely gives like an added, an oomph to the set, because I think it makes the whole house look like it's like tilted on its side. It gives like the Wizard of Oz, the house got lifted up out of the sky. And
very, yeah, very good set. Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Wow, yeah. The house began to pitch.
Kitchen took a slitch, you know.
Oh yeah, it landed on, yeah, we could sing the whole thing. Well, little do you know, we're doing this whole interview on an incline right now. The listeners just can't tell, you know? We're struggling.
We're to get all up. On
our abs are activated.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Well, I think I have more than enough to work with, but actually before we run, I think I just got a press release this morning. Isn't there a pretty star-studded addition to the cast? Maybe Jack, you might want to talk about.
Are we really revealing this? Is this happening?
It was already posted. So
it was. It was. Oh, okay. Okay.
Like an
okay,
hour
okay.
ago, I got a press release.
Oh yeah. Whoa! I didn't know. Okay, so there is a role that in the show. I guess, yeah, related to my character, I unleash the realm of the giants into our land, into the woods. And one of the roles is a female giant that comes in act two to like terrorize the whole cast. And although it is not a person that has ever shown on stage, this is not a person in our cast. This person who I've always looked up to since I was a kid and is an icon, Felicia Rashad, gets to voice our giant, which is so exciting. We've already got to listen to her recordings of it, and it is so epic to hear her multiple takes on the same lines and her booming voice. Her perfect enunciation, it is iconic. It's beautiful. It's so cool to like even have a little bit of this icon on our stage and in our ears while we're working.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing that breaking news. Although by the time this airs, I guess it'll already have been out a couple of days, but it's all right.
It's still just as exciting.
Exactly. And the show hasn't started yet. So it's still, you know, people are finding out about it before they actually head over there to see it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much. Again, it's Into the Woods, November 9th through January 29th. I guess sort of in closing, forget I'm even here. Speak directly to the listeners and, you know, invite them. Hey, everyone, come on out. And actually, you know, you could even, if you want, you could even tie in, you know, it's November, December, January. It's the holiday season. Why is this a perfect time? Come on out, bring the family, you know, if you got family in town for the holidays too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Signature is right in the heart of a really beautiful area. There's tons to do. I think it's a great show to come see around the holidays. Bring your entire family. There's something for everyone. Yeah. And I think see it multiple times. I think see it more than once, because you're going to get something different every time you walk away from the show.
Oh, absolutely. There are so many things for anyone of any age. A child will love to see their favorite fairy tale princesses, maybe not in the Disney version they're familiar with. And seeing a more real, fun, colorful, live version of it being told in Shirlington at Signature. Definitely bring anyone. It will definitely make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It will inspire you. It will teach you a lot of things. It will remind you of a lot of things. It'll put a mirror up to you and society. It is really a spectacular show, spectacular production. The entire cast is amazing. You have to come witness it. And just like Alex said, you should absolutely come multiple times. You will only glean more and more the more you listen to it.
Absolutely. And bringing it full circle to kind of how we started the conversation about, you know, the tribute to Sondheim, you know, that there is actually a giant in the sky now with
yeah, there is.
Amen.
So, hey, thanks for doing this.
Of course.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason.
All right. Bye.
Bye.